please.
In the name of Allah, most merciful and compassionate. I'd like to communicate that in English, so that it's an official language spoken in Afghanistan. His Excellency Chairman, Excellency High Commissioner, distinguished delegates from participating countries and agencies supporting refugees, ladies and gentlemen, allow me at the outset to thank the UN High Commissioner for his unique and tireless efforts in his capacity as the High Commissioner and his recent visit to Afghanistan aimed at drawing the attention of the international community to the situation of Afghan refugees. I would also like to thank Mr. Commissario, the chairperson, for his visit to Afghanistan. Although in the past 13 years, around 6 million Afghan refugees have returned to their country with the UNHCR assistance, still, millions of our compatriots are living outside of their country, either as registered refugees or asylum seekers. On behalf of the government of Afghanistan, I'd like to thank all the hosting countries of refugees, especially our neighboring Iran and Pakistan, for their generous hospitality in hosting millions of Afghans. I would also like to thank UNHCR and the staff of all other humanitarian agencies who often in different parts of the world endangers their lives working in various hardship duty stations to help refugees. I must honestly admit that the Afghan government in the past years did not pay enough attention to the issue of refugees and particularly to their voluntary repatriation. However, I'd like to emphasize that the government of national unity has placed the issue of Afghan refugees as one of its national priorities, and in this respect, there are various important structures actively operating now. Mr. Chairman, the vision of the President of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan is that without the repatriation of its refugees, the Afghan nation remains incomplete. The government of Afghanistan, within the framework of the solution strategy, has considered more appropriate pull factors in its newly established return and integration strategy. It reaffirms the fundamental right of all Afghans to resettle in any area of the country, whether it be a rural area of origin or one of Afghanistan's cities or towns that reflects changed livelihoods and aspirations. Returnees' needs are also embedded into national priority programs in line with the government country portfolio which has been prepared. So far in 2015, over 55,000 registered refugees have returned from Iran and Pakistan. It's very possible that this figure will reach to 100,000. Over 80,000 unregistered Afghans have voluntarily repatriated to Afghanistan, and it is estimated that it may reach to 100,000 by the end of this year. I'd like to mention that until we reach the aforementioned objectives, there is a need to continue assisting Afghan refugees in Iran and Pakistan, as well as those in other countries. While appreciating efforts by the host countries to reduce the costs incurred by Afghan refugees, solutions have got to be found for providing these costs through the assistance by the international community. We hope for the continued assistance to the voluntary repatriation. Deterioration of security situation. I'm sure all of you have followed the events of the past week in Kunduz has displaced 170,000 individuals, in addition to the more than 220,000 people who are currently living in Khost and Paktika, Kunar and Nangarhar provinces in the past 2 years. Although with the help of the humanitarian agencies, emergency assistance is provided to those newly displaced people. However, the government of Afghanistan, based on its IDP policy, is seeking to fundamentally resolve the issue of displacement. As the Afghan president has said, within the next 5 years, the word displacement should be eliminated from Afghanistan's vocabulary. While displacement is on the rise, I'd like to honestly say that the government of Afghanistan will not be able to resolve the problems of displaced by its own, and will need international cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my priorities at the ministry is to fight corruption, and I have fulfilled in this respect these responsibilities successfully since I took up my office. That satisfaction of SIGAR in its September report and of MEC through a letter 2 weeks back from the MEC is a witness of the transparency of current activities of the Ministry of Refugees and Repatriation. At the end, it's worth mentioning that the recent influx of refugees and migrants, especially talented generations, have indeed affected the European countries. Therefore, in order to better manage the existing crisis, an appropriate and logical solutions should be found. Otherwise, the phenomena of migration, which is a need of the human society, will present serious risks, and countries will face a lot of problems. We must reverse this tidy. In order to properly manage refugee and migration crisis, the following points should be taken into consideration. One, in the first place, recognizing all asylum seekers who have so far reached to their countries of destination without any kind of discrimination, help to find better ways to manage and facilitate economic migration between countries of origin and countries in need of labor migrants. Help create better employment opportunities to prevent irregular migration. And last, decisive decisions by all countries to counter organized human and migrant smugglers network. Lastly, the government of national unity is also seeking to make a good on its pledge, taking into consideration the current situation of the country, to pass a refugee law in accordance with our obligation under the 1951 Convention. And I thank you all for your attention.